Sans Pants Radio, Australia's hottest podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up and Dup It Up It Up It Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
We're just meant to continue on from that. yeah, cool. I'm Zoe B.
If you could. Today's topic is Cockneys, apples and pears.
My Zoom thought I was playing music just then.
That's because you have the voice of an angel.
That's true. You got the voice of a...
I have hinted his lips of an angel.
Oh, that's true. What's your favorite Cockney rhyming slang? Mine is have a butcher's, i.e. have a butcher's chook, i.e. have a look. Oh. That's great. That's
real good. I don't
know
a lot of Cockney
I'm going to have
slang.
A butcher's. That's the only one.
Let me Google it.
Apples and pears for stairs.
Why do we know that one? That's such a specific, like, that's such a baffling piece of Cockney rhyming slang to be so, like, all over.
I know strawberry.
What's strawberry?
A heart.
Why is it a heart?
I guess it's shaped like one. I don't know, dude.
I didn't think that's how Cockney rhyming slang worked. Yeah,
I'm sure it comes from something else.
Strawberry tart.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. I know brown bread. He's dead. Great. All of these. He's brown bread. Somebody stabbed him in his strawberry tart. Have a butcher's. Apples and pears.
Oh, this one makes me sad. Someone tweeted your guide to 2020 Cockney rhyming slang.
Oh, no.
And it is bad.
I'm upset already.
So try and figure out what this one is. Okay. A Miley Cyrus.
Coronavirus?
It is a coronavirus.
Yeah.
There goes the queen.
What is it?
There goes the queen.
Vaccine?
No. Nope.
Fuck. There goes the queen.
There goes the queen, scene, bean. Mr.
Bean.
Got
it. No,
oh, there goes
COVID-19.
The queen. He's got the Miley Cyrus.
It's COVID-19.
Oh, COVID-19, of course.
Cancel your plans.
Cancel your plans. OnlyFans?
Cancel your plans.
Wash your hands.
No, is it canceled?
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
I'm bad at this now. I was so good at the start.
You only got one.
Yeah.
I mean, I got none, but...
I'm just suck at accents, but I'm going to try. That's how it spreads.
Is me repeating it helping you out?
It's really helpful. Yeah, so I don't have to?
Yeah, do it for you, dude.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you.
If I could do that full time for you, that would be great. Like if somebody's like, what do you want for lunch? And I, next to you, I'm like, what do I want for lunch? What do I, Adam Carnevale, want for lunch?
Hang on, wait, let me adopt more of a think and you say it.
Okay, what am I saying again?
That's how it spreads.
Okay. That's how it spreads. That's how it spreads. That's how it spreads. That's how it spreads. That it is.
If I exploded out with the right answer now, that would have been
really
fucking
good.
Sick.
It was a shortage of beds.
That makes sense. Hey, Adam, in that situation where I'm your contemplator full time,
sure.
How much would you pay me?
How much would I pay you?
Yeah.
Hang on, help me think this one out.
How much am I going to pay Jackson? I don't want to pay him much because it's not really a service I need or want. But he is a good friend. And if I don't pay him anything, actually thinking about it now, if I don't pay him anything, he won't do it. And I actually really don't want him doing it. So maybe actually what I'll say is I'm not going to pay you anything.
I'm not going to pay you anything.
Oh, then I won't do it. I think this works. But then improving the effectiveness of the system, now Adam's thinking, let me do your internal monologue again.
All right, yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Wow. I'm doing a lot of great physical comedy.
Yeah, it's a really good visual gag.
Well, in that little demonstration we did for comedic effect, Jackson proved how useful such a service would be. In fact, maybe... Adam looks like he's in a lot of pain.
I was doing some incredible physical comedy.
I hyped when Jackson's my internal monologue. Sometimes if I hang out with you for too long, you do become my internal monologue. And I do fucking hate it.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Is it my voice? Or
yeah, it's
is
your
it
voice.
Like... Okay, because something that I think is always funny, and I think we've brought it up before, is that everybody has a Jackson voice here at the company. And That if you think you don't, it's your dumb guy voice.
It is.
Okay.
Oh, I'm Jackson.
You've made this point before, and I think this is actually our impersonation of anyone, because I think I do the same fucking voice for any person in the company. The, oh, I'm Jackson.
Yeah.
But I'll do what?
Oh, I'm Joel Dusha. Yeah.
Oh, I'm Joel Dusha.
Yeah, but I think...
Cass, doing it for Cass feels Cass bad. Page.
Yeah, I'm Cass.
I did that once to her, and she looked so offended. And it was the funniest, because she did something, it was something stupid, like she was bouncing, and it looked so, sorry, Cass, I'm throwing you under the bus, but she was bouncing, and it looked so overtly sexual, but it's Cass, so it just was so innocent. And then I just did the exact same thing, but doing the dumb guy voice, and she was like, oh, I don't look like that, do I? And I'm like, sometimes.
That's funny, because when you did Cass then, you adopted a little bit of dumb guy voice.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't look like that, do I? Like
it
that.
Is... Yeah, no, that's our voice. Yeah, you're right.
It's
you're
not
right.
Our but... Jackson voice, no. It's our impersonating voice.
But Adam, my sweet, voice. Beautiful boy.
Hit me with the narcissism, please.
It comes from, because I would argue that if everyone in Sans Pants, when we first started mocking each other, I would have been the person that everyone was mocking. And therefore,
lay the narcissism on me, dude.
Naturally, it became the dumb guy voice for everyone, but it is
you are
at
the
its
center,
core.
That's right.
Real big main character energy there, Jack.
Thank you. I think I do have main character energy. I'll say it.
I think that's literally the first time I've ever heard you admit it.
I think I've said in the past that if there were to be a chosen one, I'm a pretty perfect candidate for it. I think that's not unreasonable.
You're a disappointing chosen one.
What? Why?
Well, I just feel like a chosen one has worth.
Wow, Zoe. Look, hey, Jackson, for I'm sure a different reason than you, I agree you would make a good chosen one.
What's
you
your think? What is this?
So you think you'd make a good chosen one, if I may assume. You think you'd make a good chosen one because you're a compelling character.
Absolutely.
I think you make a good chosen one because you need to learn lessons.
Jackson's incapable of learning.
Yeah, well, see, I can't learn lessons, dude.
That's the trick. The chosen one can't change until their journey begins. So,
well, do you think a hero's journey would work on me then?
Yes.
You think it'd be effective?
Yeah, I think you'd come back like a fucking Frodo Baggins, and you wouldn't even, we'd all be like, oh, tiny. Jackson would hate himself. Jackson, if Jackson knew what that adventurous journey had done to him, he'd, I like come into your room one night, you're like, Adam, we need to go save the Derrimores. And I've got a pillow in my hands. I'm like, don't worry, Jackson, we're going to save them.
It'll be over soon.
We need to rescue the elven quarters.
Don't worry, Jackson, you'll be hucking snails at a brick wall in heaven soon. fucking suck that snail, dickhead.
Oh, you get opposite flowers from Algernon.
Yeah, I do.
Jackson doesn't even understand that he's become the main character, but in doing so, he's become a hero.
That's fucked up that the Gandalf equivalent saw me hucking snails at a brick wall and was like, that's my guy.
That's it, the big hero.
It would be a bit satisfying to throw a snail at a brick wall. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, it'd be good. It'd be good if it wasn't cruel.
If it wasn't cruel. If it was, if you could be assured that
the snail was already dead.
Yeah, or going to guaranteed going to heaven.
Yeah, because that's also like a nice deal. Because like,
I think I'd rather smother you. That sounds more fun. I'd rather smother you. That sounds fun.
I'd rather smother you.
Yeah. Smother you.
He'll smother you. He'll smother you. Wow, that sounded real Greek.
Well, yeah, why are we doing that voice? I'm not against it. I
Zoe started it.
Because you want to be cute and smother his best friend.
Oh, it is cute to smother
me. Older Zoe taught me how, sir.
When you imagine a Cockney, what do you imagine? What's your visualization of a Cockney gem? A Cockney geezer, sorry.
I am specifically imagining fucking, what's his name, from EastEnders. It's something Mac. Hang on. Zoe, answer while I look this guy up.
I think of Noel Fielding doing a bit in The Bush.
The Witcher. No, yeah. The Hitcher.
The Hitcher, yeah.
That is a classic Cockney.
That's a Cockney man.
You got that Cockney voice like this.
I get confused sometimes because I think the Peaky Blinders are also Cockney, but they're not.
Oh, I also thought the Peaky Blinders were Cockney.
If the Peaky Blinders are Cockney, I think it's good because they're like, all right, yeah, we're the Peaky Blinders. We're the Peaky Blinders. Which, in all fairness, like, if you had to summarize that show to someone who hadn't seen that show, that's the voice I do. Like, oh, what's
Peaky
the show
Blinders
about? All right, I'm the Peaky Blinders. I'm fucking peeking and a blinding.
It's like criminals in London's, like, East End or around London, right?
Yeah, it's
in like
a good
the 1920s,
man. Killian Murphy.
That sounds Cockney.
Yeah,
I'm
they're from Birmingham. Cockney. Is that Cockney?
You what?
They're from Birmingham.
I have no idea. Cockney? I don't know.
I don't know. I am not from England.
I imagine Ross Kemp specifically.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, Ross Kemp.
Yeah, Ross Kemp.
Let me look him up. For some reason.
Yeah,
he did that doco series.
Sorry. Oh yeah, he's done several docos. Yeah.
Yeah. And came around, talked to a bunch of bikers in Australia.
I like that I googled Ross Kemp and the first thing that came up was Ross Kemp wasp attack after posts this video of swollen face. Which is great because I just don't know who Ross Kemp is, so it's just great for my first introduction to this man. Why was it notable he got attacked by wasps? I mean, he does look crazy.
When was the last time you got attacked by wasps?
I've never been attacked by wasps.
That's why it's noticeable. Doesn't happen to everyone.
Yeah, I got attacked by a wasp once in year 7, and I have told that story at least 3 times on this show.
They're aggressive bugs. Yeah. Aggressive little bastards.
I've been attacked by bees. I sat on a bee once.
Is that getting attacked by bees, or is that bee defending itself from a giant butt?
Okay, all right. I guess the bee, in many ways, I attacked the bee and it died defending itself.
Yeah. Jackson, you killed the bee.
I suppose it depends on the way you want to imagine that narrative, you know?
Because bees aren't really, bees are weirdly not aggressive. I got bees last year and I love bees, but I still was wary of getting bees because I was like, this might not be my smartest choice here.
I may have made a mistake.
Yeah, I like got these bees because I got so excited. Someone was like, I have bees and I need somewhere to house them. Can I house them at your house? And I was like, abso-fucking-lutely, I love bees. And then the idea of having 10,000 bees in my backyard became a reality. And I was like, oh no.
The buzz of bees is scary.
They're so nice. They're so nice. If you don't have the queen, they ain't attacking you. They don't care.
That's good. Hmm. So I like the way you say in the gotcha. Get bees. Like, I got bees. Like, sorry?
I got bees.
Yeah, I like the way you say it. It's like, it makes it sound like when you get a cold or something. Like, oh yeah, I got bees.
I got bees again.
I was out in the rain. Mum said I shouldn't have been out. I should have listened. I got bees.
Yeah, I got bees. Damn.
They said, wrap it before you tap it. Now I got bees.
Now I got bees.
Babe,
you got protection.
I like having a bee. I like getting bees because that means I have a bee lady now.
Oh.
She's in charge of my bees. I'm the foster parent to these bees.
So how does it work?
She's in charge of the bees. So the bee lady, she comes and if you have a swarm, if you have a nest, a hive of bees.
Oh, I thought when you said bee lady, I thought you were talking about like the queen of the bees.
No, that's the queen. I know what that's called.
Yeah.
No, she's if you have a hive of bees that you want to get rid of, say if it's like in your fucking veranda or something, and it's not a safe place for the bees to be, my bee lady will come and take the bees from you.
That's
and
cool.
Rehome them instead of you just like killing them.
Huh.
And my, so then she rehomes them in my backyard.
That's great. Do you ever get the queen out and like put her on your face so you get like a bee mask?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not an animal. But you can try it next time you come over.
I genuinely would love to. I see people get covered in bees all the time and I think that looks great and it looks like it feels great. So I would love to put a queen on me and get a bee mask or a bee arm.
Just hide the queen in your mouth.
Yeah.
What determines whether or not the bees attack?
Whether the queen's in danger.
Yeah.
Right?
How does the queen determine to the hive that she's in danger?
I guess if she's not being injured, Why? Like, have you seen that video?
Worried for you, Jack.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a video or a picture of the queen bee got stuck in like a boot of a car and then the whole hive was following this car around.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, the bees rule. And if they get really sad if the queen dies, so we got to keep an eye on it because in case anything goes wrong with the queen, we got to get a new queen real quick or else they disperse.
That's scary. Mm. Do you think if I put the queen bee in my mouth, the bees would attack me or just swarm my face?
I think they would swarm your face trying to get to you.
Do you mean like they'd try and get in between my lips?
That's yeah, that's exactly what I mean. They got little tools trying to pry you open.
100% you would have bees down your throat, dude.
Yeah, if you're Candymaning it.
I'm what?
Candyman.
What? Oh, he does kill people with bees. Oh, my God.
Yeah, have you seen the movie Candyman?
Yeah, ages ago.
And so the actor who, like, he kills people with bees, and the actor who was playing Candyman, I can't remember his name, but he's a very prolific horror actor. He made a deal with the production house that he was like, all right, the only way we can do this genuinely is to put live bees in my mouth and all over my person. What I'm going to do, the deal that he made is that for every bee sting he got a bonus of $1,000. And I think he made like a shit ton of money. Just because every time a bee, because he literally had to like fill his mouth full of bees to do this scene. And there was no way, because it was the 80s, so they couldn't CGI it and you couldn't get prop bees at the time. And
fuck.
Wasps That's are amazing. Just, you know, while similar, just very aggressive to work with.
Yeah, you don't want wasps in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. I can't stop imagining having the queen bee in my mouth and my face swarmed with bees and they're like trying to get into between my lips. And then like, I don't know, I stumble and swallow the queen bee. Like, cause in that moment I'm like, I'm going to be filled with bees.
Well, you're fucked cause they're going to go in here and then they're going to follow you until the queen's definitely dead.
I think, Jack, I think you're safe until the bees start making, like, with their, you know, swarm, start making a giant fist to punch you. I think until then you're fine. Oh, man, getting punched by a fist of bees because they could have all stinger out.
Oh, true. You'd probably die, really.
That could be the poison.
That's too much bee sting.
They could call that the electric fist because it feels like you're getting shocked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my bee-themed fighter. Sorry.
That's all right. How many bee stings does a normal person can get before they die? Like, I know if you're anaphylactic, the answer is one.
I don't know if there's a standard answer.
There's got to be a general kind of answer.
Yeah.
Like, I know that you can't eat more than 82 bananas or something stupid like that.
Apparently, the average person can safely tolerate 10 stings per pound of body weight.
Okay.
So, an average adult can withstand more than 1,000 stings. So... 999 stings and I'm good, baby.
Yeah, you're fine. Two more, you're dead. Yeah.
Can withstand and wants to live after are two different things, I assume.
Well, because the bee sting's only annoying for like 2 days.
Yeah, I'm fine, dude.
1,000 bee stings.
Will only be annoying for two hellish days. I'm not taking those 2 days away from you.
I feel like...
It's hell.
Surely your body can't recover from one bee sting as quickly as it can from... Oh, it can't recover from 1,000
I'm no scientist.
As quickly as one.
Yeah. I get stung by 999 bees. Uh-huh. I'm a big puff ball of a mess.
Yeah.
I turn around to you, eyes closed shut, nostrils closed shut. I'll be fine in 2 days, dude. Don't worry about me. I'm okay. And then I walk away and every footstep is agony. My feet are fucking full of bee poison.
Yeah.
And I'll be fine. Yeah.
6 months and several reconstructive surgeries later.
What are they reconstructing? The bees got in my bones? What are you saying?
Reconstructive surgeries for all sorts of things. As if you're going to be that swollen and puffed up and not be permanently scarred somehow.
Nah, I'll be fine, dude.
It'll
I'll be
stretch
like when the queen
your
got
skin.
Smallpox and got no scars or whatever.
You're going to be stretched to fuck. You're going to have twice as much skin as the next man.
Yeah,
you're going to
rich in skin.
you're rich in skin. You're going to look like someone blew up a Jackson balloon and then left it over a couple of days.
I'm going to be rich in skin, dude, and I'm going to legally change my name to Richard Skin. Okay. Hi, I'm Richard Skin, and I'm rich in skin. And people will be like, what? And I'll be like, yeah, I got fucked up by some bees.
Jackson, that means your name's Dick Skin.
Yeah,
I know. You're like, oh, you got it because I'm rich in skin? And you're like, ah, Dick Skin, Dick Skin, Dick Skin.
It's worse than that. Your name's Dickskin, and you're going to be all scarred and wrinkly from all the extra skin you have. You will look like Dickskin.
You'll look like a giant Dickskin, and everyone's going to be like, what's wrong?
Why did you call yourself
Dickskin? Why is he all penis?
I'll be like, no, like rich in skin, because I'm rich in skin.
You'll be like... Oh, that is a giant walking penis skin.
Did you?
That okay, penis man.
Is this like elective surgery that you had? Did you try to make yourself look like this?
No, it was bees, dude. Bees.
Oh, you're sure it was bees? You're sure it was bees?
Okay, Mr. Penis. Richard Skin.
Yeah, penis man. I got you.
As you're walking on the like on the streets or something like that, a fucking truck full of fucking. Youths pulls up, they all get out, and they hold you down. You're screaming, no. They start slapping your belly, dick skin. Then comes out the giant dick piercing. No, not my head.
Don't give me a human Prince Albert. Don't give me a human Prince Albert.
That's not what a fucking piercing sounds like.
Well, it does when it's that big, baby.
Oh, yeah, true. They do it with a drill.
They
drill into your skull, killing you.
I come home with a big ring coming out of my skull. And you're like, you still think Richard Skin was a good idea, Jackson? Not even once.
I think it's good, just the world doesn't.
Yeah, exactly, Zoe. The world doesn't appreciate how clever I am.
Because I'm rich in skin.
It felt a little bit like it was tending towards a PSA at the end there. Still think it's clever to name yourself Richard Skin? Be smart. Be safe.
Don't turn into a giant penis.
Don't get stung by 999 bees if you want to be a cool teen.
Hey, we don't do PSAs because kids keep just like purposely stinging themselves with bees so they can look like giant penises.
Every child, it's the hot new teen trend. We call it getting 999.
You've heard it at 69. We'll get ready for a 999.
Oh, yeah.
You and me sitting on the couch at home, and I nudge you, Jack. I'm like, yeah, I don't know why they report on this shit. It's not big until they report on it.
Yeah. This is like when Oprah was talking about rainbow parties, dude. It's not even real. But then I am still like a giant penis man in this scene.
You know, I went to high school with the guy who actually invented Richard Skins.
Whoa, yeah, so it actually is real. Oh. And actually, pay attention, all right?
No, I look, I know everyone says like, oh, I knew someone, like a friend of a friend. But I did go to high school with the guy. His name was Jackson.
The original Richard Skin.
The original Richard Skin was called Jackson, which I thought was a weird choice to change it to Richard Skin, because it could have been called Jacks Off.
And yeah, exactly. But he wanted to be, to make the...
It was Richard Skin.
He wanted to be Richard Skin, because it sounds like Richard Skin, which he was.
For a brief sec, though, I thought it sounded like you were at like a you were giving a speech at like an AA meeting for people who would who were recovering from getting stung 999 times and changing their names to Dick Skin. Hi, my name's Zoe. Hi, Zoe. And I tried to get stung 999 times.
I got 800, man. I got to 800, but I couldn't anymore. I'd driven away my family, my friends. I was begging for bee stings at that point. I'd steal a sting.
It's so funny to have an intervention. Zoe, please. Ever since you've been stung 999 times by bees and legally changed your name to Richard Skin, I feel like I don't know you anymore.
That's because I am a different person. I am rich in skin now.
Please, Zoe, come back to us.
Zoe, your richness in skin has not been matched by the loss of a friend that we have suffered.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I got caught up in it. You don't know what it's like. You're fiending. It's... I'm
Dear
sorry.
Zoe... I can't really understand what the benefit of getting stung 999 times by bees actually is. I'm here at this intervention because I love you and care about you, but also, why is it good? Does it feel good?
Zoe, you know me. Jackson, I understand where you've been. I myself was down that road before. You can come back.
Oh, the only thing at the end of that road, Zoe, is more
being
beast.
Held down by a bunch of youths while they give you a human Prince Albert.
You're right, guys. I just, you know what? I just need one more sting. One more.
No!
One last.
No!
Hold her down!
Sting me!
Sting me! We gotta put you in bee sting rehab. We hand her over. We're like, I don't know what you can do because I don't think it's a drug, but.
Can you get rid of all the bees?
You would probably experience something akin to a powerful high, I think, if you were stung 999 times by bees. It's just a lot of poison.
It's probably not a high. It's probably just a lot of pain. Like, I think getting hit by a car probably at some points, you know?
Kids, I think, like, if the street getting hit by cars.
Yeah, because, like, yeah, it does. There's a big adrenaline release.
For the rush.
Because like, your body's trying to, like, survive. So, like, it releases all the endorphins because it wants you to, like, not die. So, like, it's pretty good to get hit by a car.
Kids call it crashing and flying.
Yeah. Going just into, like, drugs. A crack house equivalent, and there's just, like, people riding motorbikes into each other. This is sick.
Just that, they've just got in the lounge room, they've got that big cage that you drive this motorbike in circles.
What happened to this country?
I miss heroin.
Yeah, bring back heroin. That made fucking sense. Kids are getting hit by motorbikes and somehow getting off on it. I don't understand.
It's 11:30 p.m. and do you know where your children are? Never forget, heroin can be a gateway drug to getting run over by a car.
Started like some kid fucking watched James Spader and Crash like way too young and was like, no, this is it. This is good.
Yeah. I think I'd like to get hit by a plane if I could get hit by anything.
Are you in the air or on the ground?
I'm what? On the ground and the plane is coming down.
Oh, disappointing. Yeah. I also would like to get hit by a plane, but I would like to be parachuting.
Oh, that's
cool.
Yeah, see, those are your options. You forget about being in the air, but just like you a weird mid-air collision.
I'd like to jump off like a building and as I'm falling, I get hit by a plane.
Oh, that's good. So we could maybe do this all at once. So if I'm coming out of a cannon below on the street, Adam's on top of the building and Zoe's parachuting down and the plane is for some reason coming in between the skyscrapers.
Yeah.
It's a low-flying plane. It's a low-flying plane. And then all hit.
Oh, yeah, if we all hit the same precipice at the same time and then we all die together as best friends doing what we love, getting high off crashes.
It's the ultimate high, dude.
Crashing and flying.
Yeah, it's the biggest one. It's the biggest one. When I was a kid, I don't know why this made me think of it. I'm assuming this is true for you because I think it's true for all kids. Were you scared of getting peeled by an escalator?
No.
You weren't scared of getting peeled by an escalator?
No.
Zoe.
I got stuck in an escalator once, so I experienced it.
What happened? How'd you get stuck in an escalator?
It ate my shoelace and then it ate most of some of my shoe.
That's
and then I just
crazy.
Took my shoe off.
Whoa. Did it ruin your shoe forever?
No, it just kind of like chewed on it a little bit, like in the same way that a rat would chew on it. It's not pointy. It's not blades.
So it wasn't the sort of thing where in a fucking factory or something like that, a machine catches a guy's tie and it slowly chews in.
It was sort of like imagine.
It got caught a little bit and then it didn't keep sucking it in.
It did. Like it was trying to, but it had run out of shoelace at that point because then it was just shoe. My shoe was bigger than the hole in the escalator.
What happened to the escalator? Did it keep going or did it stop?
Yeah, because then I just ripped I took my shoe off and then I just ripped the shoelace like in half. Crazy. It ate the rest of the shoelace and I continued on with my life.
I assume, Adam, from this conversation that you were also scared of getting peeled because I feel like the equivalent of us hearing that Zoe's like, yeah, I just fought a bear, whatever.
Think even as a child, Jack, I kind of knew.
I was like, scared of getting peeled. I had to do a little jump at the end of the escalator.
I will tell you that my parents kept telling me to be aware because my parents were scared it was going to happen to me. But I feel like even at like the tender age of fucking 5 or whatever, I would look at an escalator and be like, well, they're not going to put it there if it's going to start chewing people up. They're not going to put it there.
Not
They'll
me.
Put it out
not
of the
me.
Way or something or kill it. But I... I also once got to speak with someone who, like a maintenance technician who works on escalators, and he was telling me that the metal that is part of the escalator, you will be fucking shocked at how thin that metal is. And apparently, really? It is not uncommon for him to be called out because someone wearing stilettos has punctured a hole in that metal and gotten stuck like that.
Yeah, wow. That wouldn't surprise me because the metal has to bend to go back around. So it can't be thick.
For some reason, Adam, I thought you were going to say, like, yeah, I've chatted to an escalator technician and he was like, yeah, it loves to chew up bad little boys.
Bad little boys named Jackson.
Yeah. If like a kid's like a little boy is bad or disobeys his parents, then there's a pretty good chance that the escalator will eat him, will consume him whole. Yeah.
Apparently he also he referred to them as tips, but he made like a little bit of money through like not an insubstantial amount of money through just coins. They get dropped. If it gets chewed by the escalator, you're just not getting it back.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I can't imagine dropping a coin on an escalator. Like, it just doesn't... You're not on it for very long.
How can you, of all people, not imagine leaving little coins everywhere you go?
Jackson doesn't imagine losing little coins. Jackson does constantly lose little coins. Jackson just doesn't know anything about it.
Yeah, think about every time you're like, Jackson, you dropped this coin. I'm shocked. I never expect it. What?
Jackson, how? I once found a $5 note.
Yeah.
I kept it.
I found $20 in a Jack of Pocket the other day. It rolled. I bought myself some.
Get a wallet.
I have a wallet.
Get a better wallet.
I know. I need
the one that always shocked me was when I lived with you, there would be coins on the floor of the bathroom, and I'd show you it would be like, you dropped some coins, and you'd be like, oh, how'd that happen? And we'd be like, yeah, when a coin, it's not quiet. When a coin hits tile, when a coin lands on tile, there's a bit of noise. You'd think you would have noticed.
You would imagine so. That would make sense. But and yet, somehow,
and yet,
I'm deaf to it. I'm deaf to the coins falling out of my pocket.
I can only assume that anyone using your bathroom must wade through piles of 20 to 5 cent coins.
Actually, I once spoke to your partner about it, Jack. We had a conversation, like the two of us were hanging out and I made a joke about it and she was like, yeah, I put all the coins away so he can get driving lessons.
Yeah, good luck. It's all 20s and 5s. Gonna be piling them away for a while, darling.
Oh man, she loves you so much because she was like, I'm gonna take this terrible habit that he has and use it to fund a substantial problem that he also has.
It is always funny when she's like, Jackson, there's like $5 or like, you know, I don't know, maybe not $5, but like, oh, there's $3 in coins that like is on the couch, like armrest or whatever. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like,
yes,
there
is.
You're not going to pick it up? I'm like, well, it's not going anywhere. She's like, but it's $3. I'm like, well, yeah, okay. If I need it, I know where it is now. And then, you know, like a while later, I'll be like, where's that $3? And it'll be gone, of course.
Yeah. Shockingly.
Yeah.
I want to leave you little jars in every room that you can put your coins in.
I don't think it'll matter.
My dear, I have a little jar in my bedroom.
Which is like, I have a big jar. I have like an old jam jar that used to be my swear jar back when I lived with a child. Which I've slowly filled up with actual money. Fuck, it's fun when you put a note in, like, one of those. Good. You're like, I'm an adult. I have adult money to put in a jar that I'll stare at.
Did either of you... Sorry, go on.
No, you go.
Did either of you ever get that great, like, TV experience of cracking open a, like, a piggy bank?
No, they have buttons at the bottom so you can get them out.
Yeah.
Well, I know that they are designed to be reusable. But have you ever had that? Because I feel like that's such like a classic common trope of like you break it open or whatever.
I was electrocuted by a pig-shaped lamp once.
Not even. I was electrocuted by a lamp, but a regular, normal lamp, not a pig-shaped one.
Mine was shaped like, it was made of like rubber and shaped like a pig.
How were you electrocuted by a rubber lamp?
I don't surely know, dude. It was crazy.
Surely that's protected against child idiocy. Wait, child idiocy. How old were you?
I know, I was young. I would have been like 7, maybe.
Okay. I was 7 when I got electrocuted as well. Within 1 year, both of us, without having known each other yet, were electrocuted by lamps.
What are the odds? You swapped bodies?
That's very funny.
What's that, Zoe?
Do you guys think you swapped bodies, Freaky Friday?
I think so. I think we Freaky Friday'd until now. We're just realizing it.
If Jack and I were going to Freaky Friday, we definitely would have known.
You guys were so little. And so that meant that you guys wouldn't have known.
We're too young to realize.
Like, we as your friends. No, like, you would know that you got Freaky Friday, but you wouldn't know with who.
I am too fucked up to have had any father for any second other than the one I did.
And Jackson has the high level of confidence of a man whose father loves him.
Yeah, and has for every second of his life.
Yeah, it's true. We didn't get Freaky Friday. That's a shame.
I always thought it was very funny to imagine, look, Sans Pants Radio doing sketch comedy is fucking not even a fucking pipe dream. That is almost fictional. But I always like the idea of a sketch where Jackson and I are standing before a judge and we're requesting a name swap. Because we Freaky Friday'd, but both of us refused to learn the lesson to unfreaky Friday.
It is so funny to be like, obviously this is the lesson that we're meant to learn, but I don't agree with it.
Same.
Yeah,
we would like our names changed.
The universe wants me to understand that we've got to pick up coins and...
Yeah, we're not doing it. I'll be Adam Carnivale from now on. You could be Jackson Bailey, okay? And I'll just have your body and you'll have mine.
We
and
would rather do
we'll
that.
We'll just switch lives. We won't... We will legally change our names and then we will just do a seamless transition.
Exactly.
Into each other's lives.
Who do you reckon's getting the... I mean, obviously this will be hard for us to say, but like what... If you're taking my body, what shit am I like lumping you with by the virtue that you're in my rig now, my sloppy rig, and I'm in your rig now. It's like funny to be like, oh yeah, enjoy that. Like my belly, I got pimply tits, dude. Enjoy that. Enjoy having
Jackson,
one nut, idiot.
Jackson, I've been noticing that when I shoot ropes, they shoot, and you're like slightly to the left. Yeah, that's one nut, dude. Enjoy.
I've been noticing when I shoot ropes, they shoot in you. Yeah, backwards. Yeah, dude. I've had that all my life. Enjoy. It's nice to shoot out for once in my life.
Adam, what's this weird thing in my chest? And I'm like, oh, shame. I guess that was my body, not my brain.
Enjoy.
Adam, my heartbeat is massively irregular. Yeah, dude, I'm fucking dying. Well, I mean, not anymore. Adam, I want to switch back.
No.
Yeah, too bad. Too bad.
My body now, motherfucker. It's good to think that you'd destroy two bodies, Jack.
Yeah, it would be cool. I'm just leaving like a mess of mangled bodies in my way.
Freaky Friday, would you do all this shit that you know would destroy a body?
Yeah,
it's not mine.
It's not yours. Like, if we got Freaky Friday and I ended up as Jackson, I would do heroin.
Okay, so hang on.
Jesus.
In this scenario, Zoe, do you imagine we'll be swapping back?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're effectively just taking my body for a joyride is what's happening here.
Yes.
We swapped back and I'm
that,
like...
I'm getting you chemically dependent on heroin.
Zoe, when we swapped, like, I did everything in my power to, like, to find out what was going on. And now that we swapped back, I feel a powerful craving.
Oh, yeah. That's heroin, baby.
That's heroin, yeah.
Yeah, that's heroin. That's all I did while I was in your body. Because it's not mine and I don't have to deal with any of the ramifications of it. Well, anyway, have fun.
I went and got stung by 999 bees.
Yeah, now I'm rich in skin. Thank you. Yeah. It's what I've always wanted.
Meanwhile, the fucking van full of youths is waiting at the ready. Neither of you came out good. I, however, Freaky Friday'd into Zammit, and both of us decided this was for the best.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe B.
I've been Adam.
See you, Freaky Friday, motherfucker. Today's episode was Cockneys. Bye-bye.
Bye.